The sticking point? How much the 160 RVC faculty members will pay for health care. Joe Perkoski is the attorney representing the school.
What we're simply trying to do is to get employees to pay a little more toward that. At the same time, we're providing a very generous salary offer.
But the people on the picket line disagree with that interpretation of the administration's final best offer. Tom Lombardo has taught engineering and technology at RVC for 26 years.
They're saying, we'll give you a $1,000 raise, but we're going to make you pay $4,000 extra for insurance. So net result, that's not a raise, that's a loss. So we want to make sure nobody goes backwards.
Lydia Slater teaches business at RVC. She says as much as she wants to get back into the classroom, this fight is important for her younger colleagues.
We're very concerned about getting something that's fair, not only for the faculty members, but for the staff in the future.
Negotiators from both sides meet tomorrow morning. They hope classes can resume Monday. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.